Joining us right now, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, I said it, this game was much closer than the 3-1 score. Your team sure battled hard to come from 2-0, and that power play goal came at a great time for you there halfway through the second period, didn't it?
Oh, it did. Even Coach Idolski thought he said, you guys deserved a better fate. I agree. I thought we definitely deserved a better fate. But unfortunately, we got ourselves down in a 2-0 hole. I don't think it was any because of our play. Believe me, I thought they got a fortunate bounce on the first goal and good hard play by Amy Menke for on their second. But other than that, I thought Britt obviously shut the door, and we had chances. Besides Berge's goal, which was a great second effort, we certainly had a chance to tie the game. And obviously they got an empty netter. So, but again. Happy with the performance in terms of how we played, how we competed. We just got to find a way. That's the disappointing thing is we just get the one goal and ultimately, we lose the game.
Another good night for Bailey Wright. She had 5 shots on net tonight. She's played very well these last couple of weeks. She hasn't scored, but she's got to feel a little snake bit, doesn't she?
Yeah, that line was outstanding with Haley Mack and Kiki Radke and Bailey. They virtually every time they were on the ice, they had the puck in North Dakota zone. And creating chances. All 3 of them had numerous shots on net. Obviously, they gave us energy. They got us momentum, and that's all you can ask. So they keep getting chances. They're bound to start going in.
Well, your team did a lot well tonight. You outshot them in all 3 periods, 35-26. Your special teams were spot on. What needs to give in order to get a win tomorrow?
Oh, you got to find a way. You just got to keep grinding. You got to find a way to get pucks in the net. That's the bottom line. It's again, when the chances are there, you got to make things happen. And again, just be a little better with the puck. I thought we turned the puck over too many times in the neutral zone, and we just got to make sure if we do that, obviously we're going to be spending more time in their end. And that's the key. Just better puck management, and obviously if we can't. Keep grinding and maybe get a lucky bounce or 2 ourselves.
What do you do with the day in between hockey games?
We'll skate tomorrow. We'll have our video session like we normally would the day after a game, and we'll have a kind of a light skate, but we'll definitely get out and snap the puck around a little bit, get the blood flowing, and we'll be ready to go Sunday.
Good luck. Thanks so much, Coach, for joining us.
Thank you very much, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunting Communications post-game show. Again, a valiant effort there by the BSU Beavers. Unfortunately, that empty net goal. And some great looks by the Beavers late. They just weren't able to put anything else past Lexi Shaw there late to get back into this hockey game.
BSU Beaver Women's Hockey is brought to you by Otter Tail Power on 1300 The Legends.
Nobody wants to be hangry, especially on...